The Martians are coming. They're returning for one last battle with Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds, which is about to land in UK arenas for the very last time. That's 17 dates, and it's going to be starting at Sheffield's Motorpoint Arena on Thursday, November the 27th. And to tell us all about it, I've got the man himself. I've got Jeff Wayne on the phone to tell us all about this show and why it's coming round for the one last time. Jeff, lovely to have you on the phone. Well, why is it one last time?
Well, hello, Graham. It's good to speak with you again. The reason that this is our last arena tour, certainly in the UK, is that early to mid next year, I'll be announcing where our next direction for the War of the Worlds is. It's both exciting and it's also a bit emotional to know that, for me anyway, this will be the last time I get up on stage and conduct my own work, because it is a different direction. But it's also going to be equally challenging creatively, and I'm hoping it produces the same results in its own way that 8.5 years now of touring the arenas has been.
Well, I know in the past when we've spoken, and I've seen some of this fantastic CGI you've worked on, and we've talked about whether or not there could be a TV series or a film, or, you know, I know you're not going to tell me everything today, but is the legacy will continue, will it?
Very much so, and as I said, it's all signed and sealed, so to speak, and it will be announced early to mid next year. That's always been the plan, and that's why we're telling people this is our last arena tour in the UK. For this next tour, it's yet again had new content added. There's a new song that's going to be debuted for the very first time, and we're bringing H.G. to life. H.G. Wells, going to let him have his say. So it's all sort of evolved over these many years, and the Highlights album is the best of the tracks in sort of like a single-length form, which traditionally, in fact, my original double album in various incarnations has had Highlights albums that has done very well independently. It's produced singles from it, and so this new one is just that. It's a Highlights album of the double album from 2012.
Now, one of the things that the new album's got as the narrator on there is Liam Neeson. You know, how can he beat the original, Richard Burton?
Good question. And in fact, when I first met Liam, which was in New York, when he expressed an interest, that was almost his first question to me. He said, my goodness, as he referred to it, the demons of Richard Burton. And I tried to think for a second what he actually meant by that, but he sort of carried on. I think he could see I was scratching my head about that, and for him, he said, you know, I didn't know this at the time, but he actually bought the original double album, and when it came out, he was sort of the beginning of his career as an actor, and one of the big breakthrough roles that he had was in a mini TV series that Richard Burton was the star of, and he was just sort of starting out, so he knew of the great qualities of Richard Burton as an actor, and his voice, of course, is like an instrument within itself. But when he sort of explained that to me, I said, you know, your voice is pretty good too, Liam. And one thing that has also come about is that, and a large reason for this new double album, new sort of rendering of The War of the Worlds, is that the story itself is growing. And Richard had 74 sequences playing the role of a journalist who had survived a Martian invasion 6 years earlier, and he's recounting his story for his newspaper. I said, but the new journalist role, while having a lot of what was in the original, now has 90 sequences. So in a way, it's for you to sort of bring out your way of being the journalist. And I think it connected with him because he only took 2 or 3 days to think about it, and he was on board from that point on, and it was a thrill to work with him. He's got a beautiful voice. It's a different voice to Richard. He has a big bottom end in his voice, beautiful, mellifluous quality, and he just got into it right from the start, and I believe he's given us his own interpretation of this expanded role of the journalist, and then we filmed him in 3D holography, so he's seen in the show, even in on stage in full body, where he's interacting with the live performers who are singing mostly, also doing some acting. So it was a natural evolution, and in truth, when I realized that I was going to be expanding the story, I knew that I had to sort of part company with Richard's performance, because Richard passed away in 1984. His performance was finite. I couldn't give him a call and say, hey, Richard, would you come back in the studio and expand the performance you did? So that had a bit of a wrenching quality, in truth, to know that. But the original album still exists, but the new one and the new production stands in its own space.
And Jeff, you know, while you've got some fantastic other names that are actually appearing live in person, not least of all the likes of Jason Donovan, and I know you've got Westlife's Brian McFadden, X Factor's winner from 2005, Shane Ward, and various other stars who are taking part. I've got to mention the things that I remember distinctly about this 35-foot-tall, 3-ton Martian fighting machine, which actually fires real flames into the arena. There's this huge 100-foot-wide animation wall with 2 hours of amazing CGI going off there. And I think at one point, if I remember right, this was some cast member in front of the audience's very eyes. He's kind of incinerated. I mean, it's just spectacular.
Yeah, they are pretty effective ingredients, all part of the story. Our fighting machine that you mentioned, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is just over 35 feet tall, and it weighs about 3 tons. It's quite an achievement of engineering. It's hiding for about the first half hour of the show, and at the appropriate time in the story, it lands on stage firing its heat ray. Now, just as Evolution, our heat ray originally was sort of laser technology and lighting, whereas now it's divided almost like a fork into 5 different flames, and they're real flame. The heat that is generated is absolutely... you're aware of it in the audience because the flames go right out over the heads of the audience. And for us on stage, we really know why its first name is called Heat. But it's all integrated, and it's very exciting stuff. And every production, we keep advancing it. So even the fighting machine, the animation, there's a lot of new animation and a couple of other new special effects. I hope nobody gets truly scared, and we have seen right now for 8.5 years of touring, which surprised us in truth when we started, that it does draw parents bringing young children that go down to 7, 8, 9 years old, and they've heard more about the spectacle of the show rather than its history as being a musical work to start.
When you're on there conducting the orchestra and you're in the middle of it all, do you still have to pinch yourself? Do you get goosebumps?
I do. I know like 10, 15 minutes before the show starts and I'm sent down a big ramp that occupies the middle of the stage. It's a funny thing. I don't get nervous, but I get very excited. And because it's, with the exception of a 15-minute interval, it's a continuous play that nothing stops. And I'm just sort of floating on air, basically, for what's now about 2.25 hours. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to conduct your own music, your own show, and as the conductor, I've got the best seat in the house, so I can't ask for more than that. It doesn't get better than that.
You make a great case for the fact that Martians could one day, these minds who are immeasurably superior to ours, could land here. Do you believe in all that? Do you think that could happen?
Well, funnily enough, last weekend, through the first couple of days of this week, I was in Noordwijk in Holland, and I was a guest of the European Space Agency. They have a Martian sort of mission control center. And I met a couple of astronauts and other people, scientists, and their approach and excitement that they have is to try to push barriers in a way, obviously, that we know little about at the moment. And I think they've reached a stage where they believe they can prove, or will very soon prove, that there has been some form of liquid that has been, possibly still is, on Mars. And if there's that sort of beginning, then you, not at the immediate moment, but we may learn in future that there has been some form of life, and if there has been, what it will be. So I've gone from being a total non-believer, because I believe in the science of proof, but they've moved me a lot further along the way, and I was very privileged to learn so much from those few days last week in Noordwijk.
You're starting to worry me now, Jeff. I'm not starting to believe in these Martian fighting machines. Well, let's hope that whether they're coming or not, anyway, that they're going to be won over by this fantastic show. I'm just going to remind everybody again. You're going on tour UK-wide from Thursday to 27th of November, when it'll kickstart at Sheffield's Motorpoint Arena. Jeff, always a pleasure to speak to you. Can't wait to see the show here again in Sheffield and throughout the country.
Thank you, Graham. It's been great to speak with you once again.